This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Robert Kalmus, who's Communications Manager with Marathon Pipeline. Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You've had a busy few days.
Yes, we have. I'd like to say right off the bat that working with the local people in the area that we've been working with, the state, the federal, and the local officials, it's they've really made not a good situation as good as it can be. We've just had a wonderful cooperation. And also Wolverine, who assisted in the beginning, was a great help as well.
And you know what? We're hearing that from all of the officials involved. So that speaks well for everybody involved. We're, of course, talking about the gasoline leak in White Oak Township that began, or at least was discovered last week. A little bit of the background, I guess, Robert, would be helpful as to the leak was discovered last week. How?
Yeah, I believe it was a Wednesday afternoon. A local neighbor noticed a slight sheen on a portion of his property on the top of water, and he let us know, and that immediately started an investigation. Now that property, it's kind of a unique situation. The property and the pipeline that runs to and from it are owned by Wolverine Pipeline Company. Marathon Pipeline Company owns a tank, one tank that's on that property, and a small line that comes into that tank. So initially, Wolverine did the research, and then we were called in, and we did a very thorough investigation. And actually, after a couple days, they do what's called geoprobing. So they actually put holes in the ground, and they would hit a little bit of product. They'd do another hole. They wouldn't hit anything. So it was a bit of a mystery. And late Sunday afternoon, they actually excavated a part of a pipe that actually goes into our tank, an inlet pipe, and they discovered what appeared to be some sort of gasket failure, and this was underground 4 or 5 feet pre-excavation. That's where the release was coming from.
It sounds like there was an awful lot of skill and some luck involved with locating that.
Yeah, very much so. And like I said, the support we've received from the local authorities, they bring a lot to the table. And then Wolverine and Marathon, we've had the best experts that we can come in and use the most state of the art tools possible to try to delineate and try to understand the situation we're facing.
And at this point, where are we now? Wolverine has now turned over the cleanup to Marathon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And where are you now in the cleanup stage? And do we know? I guess I have a two-part question, sir, and I apologize for that. And then what happens next in the cleanup process?
No, that's an excellent question. And like we were explaining a couple days ago to a group of town officials, we really approach this in three phases. So the first phase is discovery. The second phase was mitigation. And we did that. So we discovered where the location was, and we made sure, as quickly as possible that no more gasoline was getting into the ground, and that was done very quickly. Then we're looking at how to deal with the gasoline that's there. So what's happening now is a series of trenches and other things are being dug in order to, and along with wells that are especially designed to extract the gasoline from the ground.
And this sounds like an incredible amount of work, of course, involved. Are you needing to remove topsoil and that kind of thing as well?
That's correct. And actually, any of the topsoil or any of the gasoline that's removed is actually kept separate. It's kept on site. EPA is overseeing the entire process along with the other regulatory agencies to verify that none of the contaminated soil or water go anywhere that would cause any more harm.
And could you describe for us the kind of area? I mean, is it a rural area? I know there was a horse farm nearby. It sounds like a rural area. Are there a lot of homes in the area?
It is a rural area. I was just got back late last night from there, and it's a beautiful area. There's there's a horse farm nearby, and you know, there's homes scattered around, but it's not a heavily densely populated area.
Now, my understanding is like, we don't believe, there isn't a belief at this point that any of this gasoline has gotten into the groundwater.
No, we've been very pleased, and the county health department officials are continuing to work with us to monitor water wells in the area of contamination. And at this time, we're continuing to see absolutely no evidence of contamination or health hazards to the residents in the area. All the recent tests of the water wells in the area have showed continually no contamination. However, the one thing that Wolverine offered and Marathon will continue to offer is if any of the residents have any sort of qualms or concerns, and we totally understand that, we are providing bottled water as much as they need to get them through to the point where they feel comfortable.
And I understand there's also free testing for those in the immediate vicinity of any wells.
That's correct. People that are close by, that would be correct. And I can give you a number they can call for that if you'd
sure,
like.
Sure, absolutely.
This is going to be calling the Marathon Woodhaven Station. It's another facility that we have. And we picked that location because they're there 24 hours a day, and we wanted to make sure we were available to our neighbors whenever they might need or have concerns. That number is 734-676-7775.
I'm more than happy to pass that number out.
All right,
what is kind of impressive to me is I heard Pat Lindeman, Ingham County Drain Commissioner, speaking on this morning, and folks from Wolverine, and everybody is complimenting each other on the work that has been done instead of pointing fingers at each other, which can happen in instances like this.
Yeah, I think, you know, that was the thing I was really impressed with, and it's what you hope will happen in this situation. But the people of that area have really, really done a wonderful job of putting a team together, establishing what we call incident command and a joint information command. It's very similar to a military structure in this type of thing. And Wolverine and the Marathon have dovetailed right in with their structure. And it truly is, when you're in the meetings, there's no sense of us and them. It's one team trying to do the best we can to mitigate what admittedly is not the best situation, but make it turn out the best possible.
What is the time frame now on the cleanup? Is there a way to estimate that, or are we just working along and keeping people posted?
Well, yeah, and that's because it's underground. We'll continue to excavate. We'll continue to drill wells. We'll continue to get our arms around the full area geographically that's been impacted. That said, we at Marathon, you know, we are not going anywhere until we get this thing right. So we will be there for however long it takes to make sure that the area has not been impacted any further.
And to make it as right as possible.
Definitely.
Is there, we've got under about a minute and a half left, sir. Is there an estimation of how much gasoline leaked at this point?
Yeah, we don't, at this time, we don't have that. We do know because along with drilling the wells and trying to delineate where the affected area was, we immediately started gathering products. So to date, as of this morning, early this afternoon, we had recovered 81 barrels of gasoline, a little over 81 barrels. Now,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that's a significant amount. And so you're gathering up a lot.
We are, and that's what we want to do. We want to get on top of it as quickly as possible, and get it where it belongs, back in a safe area.
And perhaps the cold weather helped a bit, huh?
Well, it probably did a bit. It hasn't helped the workers. I have to say, they're working in some very tough conditions, and we've actually been thrilled. I double checked before this interview just to check, and as of today, we had no first aid injuries or OSHA recordables, which is a real statement because these people are working in some tough, snowy, wet conditions.
Well, they are. Sir, I appreciate your time today. I know you're being pulled in all directions, and we'll keep track and keep in touch with you as the process goes along. Thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Robert Kalmus, who is a community communications manager for Marathon Pipeline. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.